Good afternoon, I'm Paul Ware in the 540 KNMX News Center. Here's your afternoon edition of local and statewide news. Right now in Las Vegas, we have partly cloudy skies. Temperature is 68 degrees. This news is brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete, State Employees Credit Union, and BTU Building Materials. City of Las Vegas and Story Project Water Users Association have come to a tentative agreement that would permanently increase the city's water storage capacity by about 2,300 acre feet. They'll do this in exchange for $12 million. Now, if the agreement moves forward, it's going to force the city to reassess its plans for $30 million renovation of Bradner Reservoir. City Utilities Director Ken Garcia said that the city right now does not have enough money to buy the storage capacity at Story Lake and continue with the full-scale expansion of Bradner. That's a project that would increase that reservoir storage capacity from its current 300 acre feet to about 2,300 acre feet again. The City Council is going to hold a special meeting Monday afternoon at 5 to consider a resolution that would authorize the mayor and city manager to execute a final agreement with the Story Project Water Users Association. This resolution calls for the city to pay the association an initial payment of $9 million. The rest of the money, the $3 million, would be contingent on the Office of the State Engineer approving a storage permit for the city and the association. A member of a motorcycle club that was having a charitable fundraising event Sunday night in Albuquerque at a family restaurant was one of the people who was shot in the parking lot, what police believe was a member of a Bandidos motorcycle gang. This happened about 7:30 Sunday evening at the Applebee's restaurant there at Academy in San Mateo in Northeast. Words were exchanged, according to witnesses. This happened inside, and that led to an altercation that spilled into the parking lot where multiple shots were then fired. The victim was shot in the leg, taken to the hospital. Apparently not non-life-threatening injuries, according to people who saw the aftermath. A lady who works in the FedEx store next door saw the whole thing develop, and she said the man who got shot also had a gun that she saw. A bill that would have required retailers to notify customers when they were at significant risk of identity theft or fraud due to computer data breaches died in the final days of the legislature's session that just ended. The House passed unanimously the legislation back in February, and the Senate Corporations and Transportation Committee had passed that in a unanimous decision back on March 7th. But the measure could not get past the Senate Judiciary Committee at a hearing that was held on March 16th. Now, no one testified against the bill, but it was opposed by most members of the panel's Democrat majority. New Mexico is one of only three states that do not have a law requiring that consumers be notified in case of computer data breaches. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. The goal of the laws are to alert people when they have had their credit card numbers, bank account passwords, social security numbers, or other personal information stolen as a result of unauthorized access to computer data. Now, the vote was largely along party lines, and the Senate Judiciary Committee twice voted not to send the proposed New Mexico law to the Senate floor. Now, Republican Bill Rime was the sponsor of this bill. He said that he heard lawyers for the Democrats say that it was just too industry-friendly. We'll have more news on 540 KNMX right after this.
BTU Block and Concrete is...
5:10 now at the 540 KNMX News Center, 74 degrees now in Las Vegas. This portion of KNMX News brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete for all your concrete needs. Las Vegas police have arrested and charged a man and a woman in connection with a shooting that left two teenage boys wounded. This happened this past Saturday. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon. The shooting took place on University Avenue near Ilfeld Auditorium on the Highlands University campus. Styles Gold and Rene Maestas were arrested. They both reside in the 1400 block of 8th Street. Now they're residing in the San Miguel County Detention Center. Police say through their investigation, Gold was the shooter and Maestas was driving the vehicle. The boys have been identified only by their initials in court filings, have been treated at a local hospital, and they were released. The 7 percentage point improvement in New Mexico's four-year high school graduation rates between the years 2011 and 2013 was the third best in the U.S. That's according to a state-by-state comparison done by the U.S. Department of Education. The state's four-year graduation rate increased in each of those years. It grew from 63% in 2011 to 70% in 2013. Fueled in large part by an increase in the number of Hispanic students who earned diplomas. Now, despite the improvement, the state still trails the national average significantly. They average 81% on a national average. That was as late as 2013. New Mexico Education Secretary Hannah Scandera said that the improved graduation rates over the three-year period represent good progress for the state, but the education system still needs more improvement. After 3 years of increases, though, New Mexico's graduation rate actually dipped in 2014, according to an announcement from the PED. Said back in February, the four-year graduation rate had fallen from 70% to 68.5%. A small group of advocates of the Southwest Chief, the passenger train that runs through New Mexico, had gathered recently at Amtrak's Albuquerque station to urge New Mexico to support a $4 million a year cost-sharing agreement that would upgrade some 636 miles of track between Lamy and eastern Kansas. Back when Amtrak had first announced that they were going to reroute the train unless they got help from states, Colorado and Kansas had gone after this the rerouting aggressively and had come up with the money. And apparently New Mexico did the same, because just yesterday it was announced by Amtrak that the Southwest Chief is not going to be rerouted, and it will still have its stop here in Las Vegas as well as other places like Raton and Lamy. It eventually goes to Albuquerque and Gallup. So that's good news here for Northeast New Mexico. We'll have more news on 540 KNMX right after this.
This is your hometown, and we are your home lender at State Employees Credit Union.
This portion of news at 540 KNMX is brought to you by BTU Building Materials. Right now at 540 KNMX, it is 514, temperature at 72 degrees. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, you'll be listening to 540 KNMX at 1230 each afternoon during the week. Claudio Tapia takes your calls on the BTU Trader. A slew of measures that sought to shine more light on the inner workings of government here in the state ended up as casualties of the recently ended legislative session. That left some watchdog groups disappointed that the call for transparency was pretty much ignored. Of about a dozen bills to boost transparency, only two of those measures made it to Governor Susana Martinez's desk. And that was kind of a disappointment to Susan Bowe. She's the executive director of the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government. She said it was not a great session for disclosure and transparency. Vicki Harrison, meanwhile, who's executive director of the Common Cause New Mexico, said the biggest disappointment was a bill that required independent groups to disclose what issues they are spending money. In previous years, that measure won unanimous approval from the Senate. This year, it was assigned to three committees. Advocates call that a death knell, according to Ms. Harrison. Polls show an overwhelming majority of people in New Mexico support that measure as well. Nearly 2 years after he retired from his position as a San Miguel County Magistrate Judge, Philip Romero has agreed to never again serve as a judge, this after he ran afoul of the state's Judicial Standards Commission. His infraction was endorsing in public candidates for judicial office on Facebook during last year's primary election. That's a violation of the Code of Judicial Conduct. Specifically, Romero had publicly supported District Judge Gerald Baca in Baca's bid to hold on to the judgeship that he had been appointed to by Governor Martinez. He also supported Christian Montaño and Melanie Rivera. They were running for San Miguel County Magistrate Court positions. Now, although Romero had retired from his position as a San Miguel County Magistrate Judge, he continued to serve as a pro tempore judge, filling in for judges in other counties. That made him subject to the Code of Judicial Conduct. Romero told the Las Vegas Optic-Cod that he had agreed to permanent retirement from the judicial office because he wanted to avoid the disciplinary proceedings process and because he didn't want to be hit with thousands of dollars in fees from the Judicial Standards Commission. The Supreme Court often orders a judge to pay costs incurred by the commission in conducting an investigation into the alleged infractions. 540 KNMX News Time is 5:15. We'll have one more story right after this.
BTU Do It Center, 9329.
Our thanks to State Employees Credit Union for bringing us this portion of 540 KNMX News. A locomotive, maybe the little engine that could. This engine once transported President William Taft to Gunnison, Colorado, spent most of its 50-year working life hauling trains over Combris, Marshall, and Lavetta Passes. That was for the Denver and Rio Grande Western Railroad. Well, that little engine that could is headed back to southern Colorado, and it's going to go to work. This after it spent decades in a park up in Colorado Springs. The Combris and Toltec Scenic Railroad and the city of Colorado Springs have reached an agreement that will lease this 1883 steam locomotive back to the railroad. Now, the locomotive was first retired from service and donated to Colorado Springs back in 1938. And that's where it's been sitting on display in Antlers Park, just sitting and enjoying people enjoying him or her But it's time to go back to work, according to the folks in the know about these things. This steam engine is expected to spend this summer undergoing restoration by the railroad's mechanics, and these folks put them back to work pretty quickly. They have a history of repairing steam engines and restoring six of them since Colorado and New Mexico bought the 64 miles of track that run between Antonito and Chama, New Mexico. That happened back in 1970, and those six engines are still running strong. Now, once restored, this engine, of course, will be pulling the passenger cars that also date back to the 1880s. This railroad was designated a National Historic Landmark in 2012, and the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad will open for its 45th season on May 23rd. So that is the news. We thank you for tuning in to fight this afternoon to 540 KNMX. Straight ahead, your Action 7 weather forecast. That's followed by Dr. Oz, brought to you by Esperanza Home Health and Hospice. I'm Paul Ware in the 540 KNMX News Center. You're up to date. We'll see you tomorrow.